Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Vov Amaralof on top. The Gemara says, Amu Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says that Sach ben Tfilu Letfilu. If somebody speaks out, somebody talks between Tfilu Letfilu, between one pair of Tfilin and the next. In other words, after you put on the Shel Yad, now you speak out and you talk before you put on the Tfilin Shel Rosh. So Halacha is Chizur Mavarach. You have to make another bracha. Now when you put on the sharosh, now you have to make a bracha. That's what Rashi learns, that tzach ben tfilah. Tfilah means ben shayad le sharosh. He put it on, he spoke before he put on the sharosh. The halacha is now, therefore you have to make another bracha. It says chayzo mevorach, which would be mashma, if you did not speak out. Then one bracha, stam the first bracha, laniach tfilin, that would apply to the tfilin sharosh also. Only if you speak out, then you have to make a second bracha on the tefillin sharosh. So more makes this diach sach in only because he spoke out. But loy sach loy, if he did not speak out, mashmi would not have to make another bracha. So question is, I was sholach Rav Chiya b'reid Rav Huna mishmeid Rav Yechanan, that he sent over loch in the name of Rav Yechanan, al tefillin shoyad oimeh baruch hasher kedishanu b'mitzvah sevitzvonu lo'aniach tefillin. The mashmi, every time you put on the tefillin shoyad, you have to make this bracha, like we had before, after it's on your arm, before you tighten it, before you make the kesher, that's when we make the bracha. And then it says, al tefillin sharosh, then mashmi, when you put on your tefillin sharosh, you have to make a second bracha. Baruch ato Hashem, and the Holy Shekhar, Nishan, and the Tzivonu, al mitzvah tefillin. So it's mashmi every time, even if you don't speak out between the two pairs, still you'll have to make a second bracha. And before they say over, Rav Chizda says, no, only because he spoke out. But if he did not speak out, you do not have to make a second bracha. So Rashi says, Lo Sach means, Einu Mevorach, Elo Al Shoyad Bovad. And here it's Smash, we know, you always have to make two brachas. So the moment is like this. Abaye V'rova Tamar Tavayo, they both say like this. That Lo Sach, if you do not speak out between the two tefillins, then Mevorach Achas, Einach Naim, it's enough to make one bracha. You just make the bracha lohaniach tefillin, and that would help for both, for the tefillin shoyad and the tefillin sharosh. But tzach, if you speak out after you put on the shel yad, mevorach shtayim, then you have to make another bracha. So Rashi says, after it says tzach, you have to make two brachis, that's kedishalach Rav Chiya. That the Rav Chiya sent over, that you have to make two brachis, so the answer is that's only if you spoke out after the tefillin shel yad. But this is Rashi Shita, that if you do not speak out between the Tefillin Shiyar and Tefillin Sharosh, you do not have to make two brachas. It's enough just to make the bracha, l'haniach Tefillin. Now the Gemara says, Sach ben Tefillin l'Tefillin. That's if somebody speaks out between the Tefillin Shoyad and the Tefillin Sharosh. So the Gemara says, it's called an Aveira, you're doing an Aveira, b'yadai. And such an Aveira, for Chayzer Oleh mi'orchei ha'machama. When they go to have Mechama to fight, so the people that did an Aveira have a right to return. So even if it's such a small Aveira, also you have a right to return. So Rashi says, the Aveira was Sach ben Tfilu Letfilu, and V'loi Birach Al Sharosh, and then he did not make the second Bracha, that's the Aveira. But rather, L'Samech HaBracha Rishayna, that's the Aveira, Rashi says, B'yadav Chayzuleh, K'diyama B'per Meshuach Mechama, he has the right to return. So to start, Rashi learns that if the Aveira was that he did not make a second bracha, just for speaking out alone, that would not be a bracha. Because according to Rashi, it's like this. When you put on the tefillin shoyad, that bracha laniach really would part the both. But now when you speak out, it's like a hesach hadas. So now the law is you have to make a second bracha. So if you make a second bracha, there's no Aveira in that, Rashi learns. The Aveira would be if you put on the tefillin sharosh without a bracha, but again only because you spoke out in between. This is Rashi Shita. However, Tosis brings down from Rabbeinu Tam, not like Rashi, the Tosis learns that Pirush, what does it mean, Leisach Mavorach Achas, Lisharosh, means if you do not speak out, then true, you make a bracha laniach on the shoyad, and then when you put on the sharosh, you only have to make one bracha, al mitzvah tefillin. But if you spoke out in between, then you have to make two brachas on the sharosh. You have to make a bracha laniach and al mitzvah tefillin. And Tosfos brings down the same pshat is v'chein kasa b'shmush rabba. Somebody said, this is the machloikas, the mechaber and the remor, when you put on the two pairs without speaking out, is it enough just to make one bracha like Rashi Shita, or do you always have to make two brachas like Toistris Shita? Well, then next Toistris Medaik from Rashi, like we said, that at the Averi B'yodi Rashi learns is only if you do not make the second bracha. But if you speak out and you make the second bracha, Mashmi Adarabba, you're doing your mitzvah that you marbe bebrachas. So here's Rashi Shita. Schuras Mashma from Rashi, if you want to be marbe bebrachas, there's no Avera. The Avera is only if you do the second mitzvah without a bracha. However, there are some Shitas learned on like Rashi. And they learn the Avera here is the fact you spoke out that you make yourself to be marbe bebrachas. There's an Indian not to be marbe bebrachas. Do not be mechayv yourself to make an extra bracha. That's considered like a bracha shena tzricha. So that's good for the Avera. They learn these Shitas that speaking out, which is mechayv you to make a second bracha, that alone is the Avera. The other Gemara says, Tana will enter the Braisa, Kishu Meniach, when you put on the tefillin, Meniach Shayad, first you put on the tefillin Shayad, the Yachakach Meniach Shayrosh, then we put on the tefillin Shayrosh. Kishu Chaylis, when you take off the tefillin, Chaylit Shayrosh, first you're supposed to take off the tefillin Shayrosh, the Yachakach Chaylit Shayad, then you take off the tefillin Shayad. So Gemara explains, Bishlem, Kishu Meniach, Meniach Shayad, you understand why. First you have to put on the tefillin Shayad. Then you put on the tefillin sharosh. Why this? Because the pasuk says, "Ukshar tam liyos al yodecha." Mashma first put on the tefillin shayad, and v'hodet. Then the pasuk says, "V'hoy lo tatof es ben anecha." Then you should put on the tefillin sharosh. So it's very good. Ela, but the second halacha we just had, that kishu chelus, when you take off your tefillin, chelut sharosh. First you take off the tefillin sharosh. Then you take off the tefillin shoyad, the churumi nolan. How do we know this, that this is the seder? That you have to take off the tefillin shorosh before you take off the tefillin shoyad. How do we know this? So maraba baruna asavul, it's turned into like this. The Ramakra, the Pasuk says, for ho yulo tartofas ben anecha, that they should be an ois ben anecha, which is mashma, that kol zaman shebein anecha yushtayim, kol zaman you're wearing your tefillin sharosh, it should always be two. So therefore, you have to put it on second, because when you have it on, it should always be two. And you have to take it off first, because if you take off the shoyad first, it'll be considered like you have a tefillin sharosh on without the shoyad. And that the pasuk says no, that kol zaman shebein anecha yushtayim. Now the Gemara says Tana Rabbon, and the Brisa says like this. Tfilin, miyemasai mevorach aleihen. When do you make a bracha on tfilin? So it says, mishas hanachosin. At the time when you put them on, that's when we make the bracha on tfilin. Right. And we'll soon see what this means, the churis pshita, the gemara we had before. But here the sugya is a new sugya. And we'll soon see what's going to be if somebody has to travel, starts traveling early in the morning. He has to leave his house before this man of tfilin. So loch is allowed to put on his tfilin now. And when it comes to the Zman of Tfilin, then he makes the bracha. So that's what it means here also, this Braisa. The name is in case you put your Tfilin on too early in the morning, when do you make the bracha? Mishas Hanachos means at the time when it's the Zman now to put on the Tfilin. Kate said, what's the case? The Gemara explains, Ho Yamashkim Lotzis Taderach. Somebody got up early in the morning, before daybreak, before Olas HaShachar, and he has to go traveling now. So Chura Pashid, he should not put on tefillin now, first put it on later. But on Misiyora, the person's afraid, Shema Yevdu, if he doesn't put them on now, just carries them, he's afraid he may lose them. So he wants to put them on right now. But if he just carries them in his hand, he's afraid he may lose them. So Lachur is, Menichon is not to put them on right now, even though it's Kedem Erles HaShachar, it's before the Zman of tefillin. Now you can put it on right now, but Avada now without a bracha. When it comes the time of putting on tefillin to make a bracha, the mashmesh ben, he has to move them, touch them, and then he's allowed to make a bracha on the tefillin. So Ashkelon's the case is here, shenichom kodem omer hashachar, he put them on before omer hashachar. So lochriz mevorach aleihem mishas hanachosim. What does that mean? Rashi says mishas zman hanachosim. When it comes the time when you're allowed to put them on, the yom perakam of the brachas. The Kriyishma Achirim Moimim Mishira Chaveroi Baruch Gadol Damas, that's called Mishira. When you can see a friend that you know well and not so well, when he's far away, Dal Damas. And the Gemara says, who had in for tefillin also? That's the zman to put on tefillin, Misha Yakir, when he can recognize a friend when he's Dal Ramas away. Meaning, after Olas HaShachar, before Netzach Amo, when it first starts to come out, some say it's a half an hour before Netzach Amo. Now this person is afraid to put him on, he may lose them. Therefore Rashi says, Menichem Baroshoi, Vamash Mishbu, to have a kilo Menichem, when it comes to this man, Mishayakir, now we should move them with his hands, and that's considered like it's putting them on now, and that's why now is the time to make the Brocha. The other Gemara says, V'yad Mosai Menichem, until how long of the day can you still put on your tefillin? So Achatishka Chama, until it becomes Shkiyas Chama, until it becomes evening. Up until evening, you're allowed to leave your tefillin on. Mashma, when it comes evening, then you should take off your tefillin. Rabbi Yaakov Oimer, Achatich L'regem and Ashuk. No, you're allowed to leave them on even a little bit longer. Rashi is even Liachas Shechashesh, even after it gets dark. As long as people are still coming home. The Chum and the Chum say, Ad Zaman Shina, that you're allowed to leave your tefillin on up until you go to sleep. At night time, still you're allowed to leave your tefillin on. But Moedim Chachom the Rabbi Yaakov, the Chum agreed to Rabbi Yaakov though, Shim Chotzon, let's say he took his tefillin off, Lotes Lebeis Akisei, or Likonis Lebeis Amerchats, either to go to the Beis Kisei, to go to the Beis Amerchats, take a shower, Veshoka Chama, and it became Shkiyas Chama ready, then everybody holds, Shuvay Nechrezi Menichon. Then after Shkiyah Sachama, after Laila like, then it's not as man to put on tefillin. But only saying now, if you have a man from before, you do not have to take them off. But to go to put them on lechetchilam, we hold the Laila loves the man tefillin. Laila is not as man to put on tefillin. We'll soon see why. Said Rabbanik Halacha, we hold, because we're afraid Shem Yafiach behem. So therefore, to go to put it on lechetchilam, it's also. But if you have it on from before, the Rabbanan will not mechayev you to take it off. And the Torah speaks out like that Rav Yaakov and the Chum both hold Laila is man tefillin. Really, midirais you lighter with tefillin at night time. Just as a chashash with the Rabbanan, that maybe you go to sleep with them, and you'll be mefiach with them. Therefore, the Rabbanan said that you have to take them off beforehand. So as a shayla, how early did the Chum say you have to take it off? So Rabbi Yaakov is Hirchik Tfeim the Rabbanan. That's Rabbi Yaakov's man. That Rabbi Yaakov says, "Yashetich leregem and ashuk." That when people stop walking in the street, that's already enough of a laila that the Chumim want you to take off your tefillin now. The Chumim say no. The Chumim all you learn, leave it on up until you go to sleep. Now, Omer Rav Nachman says, "Halacha k'Rabbi Yaakov, paskin like Rabbi Yaakov." That lechatchila you can only leave them on until it's toka kola regel shebashuk. But once the people start walking in the street, then with Rabbanan you have to take off your tefillin. Rav Chisda v'Rambam barafuna matzlu buburuta. They used to daf marav with the tefillin on. They left the tefillin on, and Rashi says that's Rabbi Yaakov. The vice used to daf marav as soon as it became nighttime, and people are still walking in the street, so they kept the tefillin on even for marav. And he could the army some say like this, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Yaakov. No, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yaakov. And Tosfos explains, they mean to say that you have to take your tefillin off by shkia. You're not allowed to leave it on at night time. As soon as it becomes night time, you have to take it off. Ein halacha means not to pshat the hodat yachomim, you're allowed to leave it on even longer until shina. But it means to paskin, you have to take it off right away at the beginning of night time. So this demurs the question, it's not that way. I vor Rav Chisda. For Rabba Bar Rafuna, Matlu Baburta, they both daven marav with the tefillin on. So here you see, you're allowed to daven marav. You're allowed to keep your tefillin on even at night time. So Moshe says to Nachman, "Who pleeg they talk argue?" And they talk, "Oh, that you are allowed to leave your tefillin on at night time." But again, like we had before, everybody holds you're not allowed to put them on lechatchil at night time. Hemshit, you do not make a bracha then. Just if you have them on from before, you're allowed to leave them on until you go to sleep. Now the Gemara says, "O miyom Rava Barafun Hachi." Is it true the Rava Barafun said like that? The Mashma, what you not a daven marav with it filled on? I v'om a Rava Barafuna. Sofik Hashecha, Sofik Lech Hashecha. Let's say you have a suffix right now where there is nighttime or it's not nighttime. The lacha is lechelet. You're not mechuyev to take off your tefillin, but v'leim menicha, you know how to put them on either. Mashma though, chovati chashecha, when it becomes for sure nighttime, then chelet. Mashma, then you even have to take off your tefillin. So how could we say before that he daven mar with his tefillin on? Mashma, even after it becomes vadi laila, still you're allowed to leave your tefillin on. So Gemarin says, Hossam, there the case is, Be'er Shabbos. Here that we say is supposed to be chilitz. When it's vadi laila, means here Erev Shabbos. So vada on Shabbos, you're not supposed to be wearing tefillin. Therefore, as soon as it becomes vadi chashecha, avad, you have to take off your tefillin. And itma, we learn like this. The Hossam, Be'er Shabbos itma. There's talking about Erev Shabbos. So more explains now. Micah Sava. Let's see. What does Rabbi Baruch Huna hold? Ikisav alayla zman tefillin. If your nighttime really midirais is a zman tefillin, you're allowed to wear tefillin at nighttime. And that's why he wore tefillin even by Mariv. If so, it should come out then that Shabbos nami zman tefillin. That even Shabbos is also a zman tefillin. You should be able to put on tefillin on Shabbos also. So still a kasha, why did it take it off? Avad alayla by Shabbos. If he held Shabbos is not a zman to put on tefillin, so he should also hold then that Lila also is nami lav zman tefillin. Lila should also not be a zman tefillin the midiraisa, like it should be yasa to wear tefillin then. So you should have to take him off even in the weekday as soon as it becomes nighttime. So Tekasha Estira, how was he able to leave him on even for davening Marav? So Mar explains, to Mehecha the Mamaya to Shabbos. From the same posse that we're mamayit, that Shabbos is potter from tefillin, that same posse tells us that Lila also is potter from tefillin. So the Modeshach, what does he hold? The Tanya will learn like this. The posse says, Ushmatem as a chukah azois, lumoyado miyomim yomima. You should watch this chukah, and we'll soon see one man yom says talking about tefillin, and to wear it, lumoyado miyomim yomima. The Dasha like this. Yomim v'loy leilos. Only by daytime is a mitzvah tefillin, and not at nighttime. What's the lashon mi yomim? The lashon v'loy kol yomim, and not every day. There are certain days that you're not supposed to put on tefillin. Prat l'shabbos is v'yomim tovim. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. This is where Rabbi Yosi Aglili dashens. So from the same pasuk as ma'ayit yomim v'loy leilos, he's also medayik from mi yomim v'loy kol yomim. That prat l'shabbos v'yomim is potter from tefillin. Yeah, Mekiva says no, this pasuk is not right at all. This pasuk is talking about a Korban Pesach. It's not talking about film altogether. So here it is, the Kashan Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. If he holds like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that Laila is a Zaman Tefillin, so then Shabbos should also be a Zaman Tefillin. Elamai holds that Shabbos is called Lav Zaman Tefillin, because we're dashing this pasuk like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that's talking about Tefillin. It says mi yomim v'loy shabbos v'yomim tovim. So what then the deek is yomim v'loy lailas. See, but the lailas should also be potter from tefillin. So how was he able to wear a tefillin, keep him on at night time? So more answers like this. The more answers nafka lemehecha the nafka lemekiva. I'll tell you, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Kiva holds, and like this, that really laila is a zman tefillin. Just Shabbos is not a zman tefillin. How do we know this from? The Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Akiva says, Yocho yiniyach adim tefillin b'shabbos z'v'yom tovim. I would have thought the same. Maybe a person has the right to put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because every day maybe is mechuyev in tefillin. Tamulem, the pasuk says no. It says, for ho yol ois al yodecho. The tefillin should be an ois assigned for you on your hands. Ulefetof es ben anecho. So we dash like this. Mishet zrich an ois. The days of the weekday that doesn't have anything special to them, they need a nice. Therefore, on the weekday you have to put on tefillin. But yotzu shabbos v'yom tovim, it goes out that on a regular Shabbos or a regular Yom Tov, shem gufa nice. They themselves is a nice. Shabbos itself is a nice. Therefore, since it's Shabbos now, you do not need the yotzu of the tefillin. So it comes out that Rabbi Bar Rav Huna will order a Rabbi Akiva that there's no miyat for laila. Laila every night could be his man at tefillin. That's why Yol's Mikra didn't even know how to put on tefillin at night time. Just when the Rabbanan do it, Shem Yafiach, they don't want you to. But to leave him on, it's okay. Bashenkin Shabbos, here there's this posik of that you're not allowed to put on tefillin on Shabbos. Really, it's a theory in the Rambam, the Kashan Rambam brings down both psukim. The Rambam brings down that Laila is potter minat tefillin because he dashed in the pasuk miyamim yamima. And then he brings down why is Shabbos potter minat tefillin from this pasuk of Oyel Chol Yais. So who, once he dashes the pasuk of Shematra Sechukazais, the Noidim Yomim Yamima, talking about tefillin, to teach us that at night time he potter minat tefillin, the Chor from that pasuk we should also learn out that Shabbos is potter minat tefillin. So how come the Rambam has to bring down both halachas? He has to bring down the halachah also, Oyel Yais Ayudecho. So it could be, I think, the pshat itself in the Shagasai is a gedda like that as the first pasuk miyamim yamima, it's only immediate, you're not mechuyif to wear tefillin. But if you would want to, it could be there'll be no issur wearing tefillin at night time or on Shabbos. But from the second pasuk of Oyel Chol Yais, here the pshat is it's a stira that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Since Shabbos itself is an ice, if you put on another ice of tefillin on Shabbos, you're staring, you're going against the mitzvah of Shabbos. So from the second pasuk, it teaches us that there's an issa to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So if it's good to remember, we can pass them both ways. One pasuk says you put them in a laila, but there's no issa. But on Shabbos, from that pasuk, also just be a ptur. But from the second pasuk, of Oyel Chol Yais, Al Yodecho, here we learn out there's an issa, and not allowed to stare the ice of Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Loza, Kol HaManiach Tefillin Acha Shkia Sachama Oiva B'Yesei. Whoever puts on Tefillin after Shkia Sachama, after Shkia is over in Yisrasei, Shkuri Taka learns, that's Midiraisa, that Laila is Lav Zaman Tefillin. The Mitzvah says to put it on by daytime. If you do not put it on by daytime, you're Oiva the Mitzvah say. Rabbi Yechon Oima Omar Oiva B'Lav, you're even over Lav also. That Rashi dechsev u'shmarta v'chol yishama lo yisasei. Here is both shmarta schukas lo yisasei like a lav not to put on film b'layla. So that's not according to Rabbi Yechon. It's mash, not like we said before the Rambam. It's mash v'dak from this first pasuk of shmarta. There's even a lav in Issa not to put on film at night time. So Mora says l'chura leimah. Let's say b'Rab Avin omer Rabbi Loi kamiflagi. The argument in his halacha. The omer Rab Avin omer Rabbi Loi. That komokim shenemer hishama. Whatever the pasuk says, the word of hishama, or else the word pen, or else the word vial, ain't even a loisa say. That that's considered like a loisa say. So Rabbi Yechon holds from him, and Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold from him. Tamar ispad Rabavin. Rabbi Yechon holds from Rabavin. Therefore, he holds that he put out till the night time you're over love. Omar lesled Rabavin. And Rabbi Lezer holds no, you're over in Yisra say. But you're not over lav. He doesn't know the word ushmart like ishamar means a lav. So Mora says, no, that's not the pshat. It could be really the kuliyal mislo the rabavin. Everybody holds like rabavin. Omer Rabbeloi. V'ochovi, I tell you, v'ochovi, the machlokes like this. Masav ishamar the lav. When ishamar applies to a lav, even though it doesn't say a lav in the Torah, it's like a said a lav. But over here, ishamar the essay. Here we're talking about putting on mitzvah tefillin. So the word of Shemata just means watch this mitzvah sase of tefillin. See, the word for Shemata only means like a mitzvah sase, it does not mean a lois sase. That's the pshat Reb Leza. But on Baskov, Reb Yechon holds no, he shomer the yesay nam alav, even though it's talking about the mitzvah sase of putting on tefillin, but still, the shomer here could also mean alav. Now, V'yomer Reb Leza says, V'yim l'shomram mutar, if the reason why you're leaving them on at night time, it's because you want to watch them. You have no place where to leave the tefillin. If you want to leave them on, I'm enough to watch them. Then there's no avera. Then it's okay. Rashi says, "Lo yoyvad mutla nicham." Hafuli hakashkiya sechama. Rashi learns that it's even you're allowed to put them on, even according to Reb Leza. So really, the sheet is the kasha. V'chi b'shvil l'shomrim yavra alav, you're allowed to be over alav, or according to Reb Leza, to nisra say. V'yeshleim, he says, L'kayim komar, V'yekorheim munochem roshay. He argues in Rashi, he says, the pshat here just is, that you're allowed to leave them on. Not that you're allowed to put them on. Because the aveira is to put them on at night time. But the run from before, there's no aveira. L'chathil is supposed to take it off. But yam l'shamra mitzmuta. V'yam Ravina says, Have yesiv n'kayim the Rashi, he's sitting in front of Ramashi. V'yekhoshtach, and it became night time. V'niyach tefillin, and he put on tefillin. So who it's mashma like Rashi. V'niyat that Imamish put on the tefillin, not just on that he had off from before. So So Shita Taka changes the Girasir, and he says that he had it on from before. Now the Yarmile said to him, Lishamam Kaboy Lomar. They asked him, like, how come keeping on his film now is the pshat because you want to watch them? The Yomalayin, and he said back, yes, that's the way he ends it. But he says, though, the Chazisul Adaita, I understood really his real kavon, his real das was, the Lav Lashamim Hu, that really he kept them on even though he was not wearing his film now just to watch them. Really, he had another place to watch them. He could have held them. But he left them on now the mitzvah sitzis. And, who boy? And he left them on right now because the mitzvah sitzis. Why? Because he really holds Laila is a Zman tefillin. Therefore, you're allowed to wear your tefillin at night time. Your mom has a kima mitzvah, you put him on at night time. Just because Sovri holds halacha v'yamarin kein. And that's halacha. That halacha is that smuta to wear your tefillin at night time. Midiraisi, you're allowed to. Rashi says, Kesav halacha, the Laila Zman tefillin. Just v'yamarin kein. We don't teach people to this. Because Shem Yishalcha, I'm afraid they may forget about it and go to sleep with them. And that's wrong. You can't go to sleep with your tefillin on. There's an issa that Shem Yafiach b'hem. So therefore, Mi'ikara, then he holds, you're even allowed to put them on. Or I'll call upon him to leave them on. Just Ain Murren came, we did not tell people like this, because we did not want people to have this tefillin on at night time, because we're afraid maybe they'll fall asleep with them. Oma Rabba Barafuna, Chayiv Odom L'mashmash B'tefillin Kol Shor. All the time that you're wearing your tefillin, you have to always touch them. Like you have to remind yourself that you're wearing this ice. And he says, Kal Buchem Mitzis, Kal Buchem from the Tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. Omar Tzitz Shein Bayelas Korach. So he says the word L'Hashem once. Omar Utero Tera says, Bo Yam Netzchei Tamid. It should be on your head, forehead the whole time. What do we dash and what does that mean? Shleit Tzir Dait V'menu, to not take your das away from the tefillin, from the Tzitz. If so, tefillin. Sheyesh Bo Yaskoras Harmei. That it says a lot of times Hashem's name in the parashas of tefillin. The lack of kama v'kama, that kozman tefillin is on your head, you're supposed to think about them and move them and touch them. Ve'lechrami, while your mamish davening could be done mechuyv to, you have to have kavana for davening or krishma. Really, the shita speaks this out. Ve'ikshu reb simcha, kibun the tefillin boy kavana, ech yochul espal ati yadavna say krishma behem. They also need kavana. When you're being Isaac in the mitzvah tefillin, the Kriyashma tefillin, then you don't have to think about tefillin. It's only when you're not being Isaac in the mitzvahs, then you have to think about the tefillin. Who are then when you're learning? If you're learning with your tefillin on, at that time you would not have to think about the tefillin. It's only when you're not doing anything else, then there's this mitzvah cassette to remind yourself that you're wearing the tefillin. Learn the price like this. The pasuk says Yodcha Zu Smoil. And you put the tefillin Shoy Yad on your left hand. Toim Smoil. Tell me means the left hand. Maybe means the right hand. Tam Lem. The pasuk says Af Yoda Yostaritz V'Yamin Yatovcha Shemayim. That Mashmet says Af Yoda Yostaritz means the left hand. It says Yamin with your right hand Tovcha Shemayim. V'Yam. Another pasuk says Yoda Yisrael Tishchenu. The left hand was the yad, and then the right hand. So it says the word yotchot means the left hand. Another passage says, the wife put back your hand, and then you're right. So all these psukim as mashma, that stam, yad, means the left hand. And then it says, v'yamincha. So that's how we know when the passage says, Yodecha means on your left hand. That film is supposed to be put on your left hand. No, we find Yamin is also called Yad. So you'll have a different drasha, we'll see later on, how he knows film has to be on your left hand. But so far, this first drasha is there's a kosev. Yodcha means Usmel. Mashman, no matter what, it always has to be on your left hand. It's not telling whether it's your weak hand, whether it's not your weak hand, because that's the cost of it has to be on your left hand. We'll see a lot, Malacha, how exactly we hold. All right, we'll stop here.